It's way past seven. I'll spend my whole life waiting for that girl. What was that? Is someone there? Claire, is that you?
Boo!
Oh! Claire!
Oh, was the big bad man scared by little old me?
Of course I wasn't. You just surprised me. Look what you made me do.
Hey, that face! Here, give me a look.
Careful. You already made me lose a battery. I don't want you to break it. My dad'll kill me.
It's one of those new CD Walkman things, isn't it? Look at you and your fancy stuff. Never seen one of these before.
It's a birthday present. Oh, there it is.
What, you listen to then?
I told you. Be careful.
Thriller? You saddo.
What's wrong with Thriller? I like it. Now give it back.
Nope. You'll have to catch me.
Claire, I'm not in the mood.
Well, you'll have to be if you want your toy back. Or a snog, for that matter. Catch me if you can.
Claire, please. Claire!
Come on, slow coach. Anyone would think you don't want to. What's this?
You better not have scratched it. They're really expensive. Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
What does it look like? Big glowing circle in the ground.
Yeah, I can see that. It's not exactly normal, is it? Hey, what are you doing? We don't know what it is.
Remind me again while I'm going out with you. So much for Thriller. This is one small step for Claire.
This is weird. Where's the light coming from?
How am I supposed to know? Hey, it's really warm in here.
Look, we should get out of here.
You can go back. I like it here. It feels great. Come on, Phil. Come in with me.
Oh, no way. Can you hear that?
What?
Some kind of music. Listen.
It's just your Walkman.
No, it's not. It's... What the hell's going on? Who are they?
They're beautiful.
Claire, we've got to get out of here.
Angel dancing all around.
What the hell are you doing? Get away from her. Get away.
Beautiful dancing. Must join in. Must.
We've got to get away!
Dan! Dan!
Claire!
Dan!
Claire, grab my hand!
No!
Ah! Claire, where are you? Claire! Claire!
Tim? The nightmare. Again. I must have passed out this time. This is getting serious. Whatever it is, whoever they are, Tim, I need your help. I need to find them. Communicate with them. Well, I was going to run tests on every component before I brought you fully back online, but needs must. There. That ought to do it. Just one thing, Tim. Please don't tell the others what's going on. There's no need to involve them. Not yet.
Morning, John.
Hello, Eleanor. How are you? How was Sharon's party?
Trust me, you don't want to know.
I hope you didn't overdo it. You do remember your training Paul today.
As if you'd let me forget. How's the repair going?
Almost done. Just a few more adjustments and Tim will be back with us.
Fantastic. Still can't believe how much I've missed his voice.
And don't forget, there's every chance he may sound a little different. The damage was pretty extensive.
Well, whatever he sounds like, it'll be good to have him back. The place hasn't felt the same. Somehow I'll feel safer when he's up and running.
I know what you mean. Now, where's Paul? Did he leave with you last night?
No, I lost him pretty early on. But I've got a feeling he might be a little jaded this morning.
Someone turned the lights down.
Morning, Paul. Feeling a little groggy, are we?
Like something has crawled into my head and died.
Sometimes I don't think you two take being a tomorrow person seriously. You both knew you had training today. I've got no sympathy for you, Paul.
Now there's a surprise. Don't worry. I'll live. How's Tim?
He's almost there. Just have to turn this and... Tim? Can you hear me?
Of course I can, John. Good morning.
Tim! How are you feeling?
Better than Paul looks. Here.
But what's this?
A banana and honey milkshake. The milk will settle your stomach. The sugar in the honey will give you a glucose boost. And the banana will continue to release sugar into your system at a sustained rate. That should sort you out so you can continue your training.
Oh, you're a lifesaver, Tim. Whatever did we do without you?
I dread to think.
Right. Come on, sick boy. Let's get started.
Slave driver.
Well, Tim?
It's difficult to know where to start, John. It's possible that when you next receive a psychic message, I may be able to track its origin.
So you definitely think that's what the dreams are? Messages?
Yes, John. Or warnings.
Right, miss. What are we learning today?
We need to focus on your telepathic skills. You're fine when we're communicating on Earth, but you have to learn to stretch your mind beyond the planet.
Beyond?
Yeah. We might be in a situation when you're on a different world to us, or even a different plane of existence.
A what?
You have to learn to stretch your mind over hyperspace, Paul. To cross huge stretches of the cosmos with a single thought.
Have you any idea of how poncy that sounds?
Is Paul ready, Eleanor?
Ready for what, Tim?
John has arrived on the galactic trip.
And you're going to try to contact him.
Well, that sounds like a piece of cake.
Without my assistance, Paul.
Ah.
You can do this. It'll be fine. You just need to focus. I want you to picture John. Conjure up an image of him in your mind's eye.
Righto. One picture of the stuffy head boy frowning at me, ready and waiting.
Paul, please. You have to take this seriously.
I am serious. That's always how I imagine him.
Sometimes I... Oh, never mind. Now, I want you to imagine your image of John receding down a long corridor. It's stretching from your mind to the galactic trig, millions of miles away. That's it. He's moving away slowly into the distance.
He's almost there.
Can you still see him?
Yeah, but he's very faint.
Right. Now, extend your mind towards him, down the corridor. Imagine it like your arm reaching down a tube. John's reaching back. See if you can touch his mind. Call to him. Call out his name with your mind.
Okay, okay. John? John, are you there? John?
Can you feel anything?
Other than my banging head, no.
Push harder. You can do this.
John. John, can you hear me? John? Is that you?
Yes, Paul. You're doing it. Well done.
I am, aren't I?
Keep concentrating, Paul. This is a difficult skill to master.
You're telling me I...
Paul! What is it?
No! No, they're burning her!
Who's being burnt?
Eleanor, what's happening?
It's Paul. He's having some kind of fit.
No, I'm coming back.
Let her go! Please, let her go!
Paul, come back. Move back down the corridor.
Eleanor, Paul's heart rate is twice its normal speed.
I don't know what to do!
Burning her! Burning flesh off her bones! White bones! Dripping with charred blood! Skull screaming! Devil dancing! Water! Water! Make it stop! No! No!
Apples.
Paul, are you awake?
Dancing.
Get him.
Dancing.
Thank you, Tim.
My pleasure, John.
Any change?
I'm afraid not, John. Paul's signs are stable, but he's still unconscious.
Here, Eleanor, drink this.
Thanks, but I don't fancy it.
There was nothing you could have done.
Of course there was. I was supposed to be teaching him. It was my responsibility.
Communicating across hyperspace is a dangerous task, Eleanor.
Tim's right. Remember how difficult you found it when we were working through your training, Eleanor? It's no stroll in the park.
Yes, but I never went through anything like this. You didn't see him, John. It was horrible. His eyes wired with horror, as if he was witnessing the most terrible things.
Tim, did you pick up any special disturbances while Paul was establishing the psychic bridge?
Psychic what?
Paul! You're awake.
Oh, am I? I wish I wasn't. And I thought my hangover was bad. Oh, what happened?
Well, we were rather hoping you could tell us.
Oh, just give me a second, okay? I'm kind of woozy here.
Sorry, Paul, we may not have a second. What did you see?
I'm not sure. It's all a bit of a blur. I remember a girl in trouble calling out for help and something about water.
Water? Was she drowning?
No, not that. The complete opposite. She was on fire. Oh, Ellie, it was horrible. There was nothing I could do. Nothing.
It's all right now. You're safe.
I'm not so sure about that, Eleanor. Oh,
that's right, Tim. Cheer me up, why don't you?
What have you found, Tim?
I believe that Paul experienced an acute level of dimensional instability in hyperspace.
And that would cause his visions?
That would seem the logical conclusion. My sensors show that at the point Paul was establishing the psychic bridge, something was trying to push its way from another dimension into our own. I would surmise that Paul interfered with its journey, pushing it back.
From another dimension?
Do you know what it was, Tim?
I'm afraid I don't, John. But I have been able to pinpoint the probable location of its arrival, if Paul hadn't got in the way.
Let me guess. Earth.
I'm afraid so.
Show me.
I estimate that whatever it was that was travelling to our universe would have ended up within a 30-mile radius of this point.
Somerset.
So it would appear.
Well, well, well.
What have you spotted, John?
Look here. Not far from the point that Tim showed us. Just near Bath. A little village by the name of...
Water Oakley.
Surely that's too much of a coincidence.
Or it could be serendipity. Either way, it's the only clue we have. I suggest we pay a little visit to the West Country.
This is pretty.
Oh, pretty boring if you ask me. Reminds me of summer holidays with Mum and Dad. Rain hammering on the roof of the caravan, eating boiled potatoes, baked beans and corned beef every day, and then wandering around yet another sleepy little village as Dad drags us into one second-hand bookshop after another, just in case they have the one book on tanks that he hadn't pored over 20 times before. Brilliant!
Well, you aren't on holiday now, Paul. We need to have a look around.
And we'd better be quick. Look at the colour of that sky.
Oh, looks like it's going to pour down. Yep, just like our holidays then.
Now keep an eye out for anything strange, anything that doesn't belong here. Paul, why don't you check out the churchyard over there and I'll take a walk down the high street.
I'll pop into that post office and see if I can pick up any local gossip.
Great! I get the creepy graveyard on the day that we're looking for a pan-dimensional monster. Lucky me.
Mr. Weir, I was just saying...
I know exactly what you were saying, Miss Roach, and I don't think that kind of talk helps in any way. Especially today, of all days.
Afternoon.
Hello, young lady. Can I help you with anything?
No, I'm just looking.
Okay, dear. You know where I am if you need anything. Anyway, of course people are going to talk about it today, of all days.
Do you really think I'd forget what the date is today? Claire was my goddaughter, you know.
And that's why I thought you'd be the first person to charge up that hill, get hold of that little pervert and force him to tell us what he did with her. It's about time she was put to rest.
Well, at least we agree on something. Claire vanished 20 years ago, Maggie. 20 years to the day. Isn't it time we let her go and let people get on with their lives? Well, Phil has only just begun to get his together.
Not that he deserves one.
And having gossip mongers rake up the past isn't going to help him or anyone else. It's time to lock up this village's ghosts and throw away the
Paul,
key.
Eleanor, have you found out anything?
Nothing much. Oh, unless you consider the fact that there's a jumble sale on Wednesday important, or, according to a graffiti on the back of the mausoleum, that Lisa loves Pricey.
Your mood isn't improving, is it, Paul? What about you, Eleanor?
It seems to be an anniversary of some sort. Someone called Claire vanished 20 years ago. There was a man here who was pretty upset about it. He's heading across to the Furry Tree with his dog.
Furry Tree?
The local pub. It's the other side of the village green.
Great. Fancy a pint, John?
As long as it's serve orange juice.
I'll stay here and see if I can find out any more. I've got a feeling that the postmistress won't be able to resist a little girl-to-girl natter.
I've never been talked to like that in all my years, Hilda. I tell you, it makes you wonder what he teaches in that school of his. If you ask me, he's all wrapped up in it anyway. He was as thick as thieves with the Joneses back in those days. Always wondered why an old bachelor spent so much time with a young family. Didn't seem decent.
I think the missing girl might have been called Claire Jones.
Claire Jones? Right. Beloved daughter of Colin and Nicola.
I'm going to have to go.
It was on the headstone in the graveyard. It was covered in flowers.
Give my love to Mother Clayton.
That would make sense if it...
Yes, my love. How can I help you?
I was wondering, do you sell any books about local history? You know, stories about the village and the area.
And why would you want that, young lady?
Oh, I'm just interested, that's all.
I see. And it just so happens that you're wanting local history on today, of all days. You people make me sick.
I beg your pardon?
You come into our village, sticking your noses in, stirring up trouble and dredging up things that should be left well alone. Don't you think we have feelings, young lady?
I think there's been some mistake.
I think there has, the moment you walked through that door. I think you should head straight back out of it, too, before we make another mistake.
Found anything out yet, Paul?
Oh, hang on, John.
Are you sure I can't get you anything to drink? You've got the waggle dance pack on.
No, thank you, Amos. I only popped in to ask if you could put a poster on your board. And I've told you before, it's Rex.
Okay, John, his name is Weir. Rex Weir.
Actually, I've just realised I haven't got any wine. I don't suppose I could buy a bottle off you, could I?
Of course you can. Red or white?
A drop of red might be nice. Have you a Merlot?
See what I've got in.
Anyone serving here?
Yes, Amos has just popped down to get me a bottle of wine. I'm sure he won't take long.
Okay. Well, actually, you might be able to help me. I'm looking for a chap called Rex Weir. Do you know him?
No, really. You've got me wrong. I don't mean recent history at all.
You don't?
No, I mean folklore and legends. I'm crazy about that kind of thing. You know, weird stories.
You mean like ghosts and goblins, that stuff?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Oh, if that's the case, I'm sorry, my love. I thought you... Well, we had a tragedy a few years back, and people are still a bit touchy about it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you, my love. I just assumed that... Well, it doesn't matter what I assumed. You must think I'm a mad old woman.
Of course I don't.
Well, it's probably not that far from the truth. Now, folklore. No, I don't think we have a book on it here.
That's a shame.
That it is. Saying that, dear, if you're interested, I could pop the kettle on and tell you a few tales myself. I've always been something of a storyteller. I've picked up a few local legends in my time. Lived here all my life, see.
Oh, that would be lovely, if it isn't too much bother.
No bother at all. It'll be my pleasure. And I have a right gem of a story for you. Tell me, have you ever heard the legend of Warlock's Dance?
I'm sorry, I don't talk to reporters.
Oh, I can assure you I'm not a reporter.
Is this man troubling you, Rex?
Honestly, I don't want to upset anyone.
Well, you're going about it the wrong way, young man.
It's fine, Amos.
Please, the only reason I came looking for you was because you knew Claire.
Knew her? Of course I knew her. Her father was my oldest friend.
And she was my second cousin.
Your what?
Claire's mother, Nicola,
yes?
Yeah, well, she was my mother's cousin. And since Mum died, I've been trying to piece her family tree together. I've not been able to track down Uncle Colin, so I thought I'd come here to Water Oakley.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't mean to upset you, but I'm just doing this for my mum. And if it's too painful, then I'll go.
You're laying it on a bit thick, aren't you, John? It would never work.
Thank you, Paul. I'm sorry to disturb you.
No, I'm sorry. I know what it's like to lose people, and... I'll tell you what. Why don't you walk back to my house with me and Scardy here? I'll dig out some photos.
That'd be fantastic. Sorry, I didn't introduce you to my brother. This is Paul. Paul, this is Rex.
Nice to meet you.
And you. Now, I'll pay for my wine and we'll be on our way. Hope you don't mind the walk. It's a bit of a hike.
I love us that about it never working, Paul.
All around this area, we have stories of rings that appear in long grass overnight.
Rings? Like crop circles?
Not exactly. These are much smaller, and there's only one ring that appears at a time. Been happening for hundreds of years, truth be told, and no one can explain it.
What happens?
Like this, see. Of an evening, a farmer or whoever will walk around his field, and all will be well. Nothing out of the ordinary. But then, in the morning, you'll find a ring in the grass. The grass at the edge will be all flattened, like it's been trampled underfoot. And in the middle, the vegetation has been burnt clean away, leaving nothing but barren earth.
Hey, that's fascinating. And no one's come up with an explanation?
Well, we've had some scientist folk descend on us every now and then, but they've never explained anything.
But there must be legends about what causes them.
Oh, that there is, my love. The stories say that the rings are formed by the dance of devils, walking on the earth, summoned by black magic from the bowels of hell itself.
And so they never found any trace of them?
I'm afraid not. The body had simply vanished, according to Phil.
Phil?
A boyfriend.
Well, didn't the police question this Phil bloke?
Well, of course they did, but the poor boy was in shock. When they found him, he was ranting and raving about angels taking Claire away. The police even gave him lie detector tests, but he passed every time. With no body or any witnesses, they couldn't press any charges.
Is Phil still in the village?
Yes. He works up at the big house on the farm. He's a total recluse these days. Had a complete breakdown, I'm afraid. Can't say I'm surprised. The amount of bile that was directed at him from the village.
So they thought he did it too?
Everyone did.
Except you.
Phil was a good boy. He hadn't a wicked bone in his body. I'm sorry to say, it was often my goddaughter that led him astray.
And Claire's parents?
They left Walter Oakley soon after the investigation. They couldn't stay here. Too many bad memories. Colin was never the same again. I still keep in touch. Well, Christmas cards, that kind of thing.
Paul, are you all right?
Yeah, it's just a headache. It's been getting worse the further we get into the woods.
You can't still be hungover.
No, it's not that. It feels different.
Scardy, what's wrong, boy?
Looks like you're not the only one feeling a little on edge.
I see it like this. Scardy, calm down, boy.
What's spooking him?
I have no idea. Oh.
What is it, Rex? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I've just realised where we are.
Where are we?
This is Cole's Wood. And this is the exact place where Claire went missing 20 years ago.
Devils?
Yes. The stories tell of warlocks and sorcerers attempting to summon the hordes of hell to do their bidding.
Very Christopher Lee.
A warlock stands in the middle of the clearing in the wood and starts chanting and praying to Lucifer himself. At his feet lies his victim, the human sacrifice.
No doubt a virgin in a white shroud.
I wouldn't be surprised, my love. I wouldn't be surprised. The spell cast, the throng of witches witnessing the black arts, watching all, as around the two of them in a perfect circle, devils and goblins begin to appear, and before their very eyes dance around and around and around.
Scardy! Scardy! What's wrong with you? Settle down.
Paul, are you okay?
Oh, it's my head. It feels like it's bursting.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
Quick as he can, so he doesn't get caught in the ring. The warlocks shoot from the circle as the devils spin and cavort. There are dozens of them now, goading the poor wench to join in their dance. And as if under some kind of thrall, she gets to her feet and begins to twirl, her hair glinting in the moonlight of the fire from the demon's eyes.
No! Too much pain!
What the devil are those things?
Angels! Angels dancing before us.
Then, when their infernal dance reaches its peak and the girl is completely lost to the beating of a hellspawn drum, the very air splits asunder with the sound of the earth ripping in two, and the gateway opens.
Rex, don't go near them. We don't know what they are.
No, they're beautiful. They're calling to me.
Rex!
From out of this rift in the fabric of nature itself, old Nick reaches out and grabs the girl within his fist. And just when he realizes she is damned, pulls her screaming into the jaws of death.
Rex, please, don't go any further. Come back.
I must go. I must dance. I must...
What is it?
I have no idea, but
Oh, my Lord. Surely it can't be.
Rex, what is it?
There, in the middle of the circle. It's...
Hello, Uncle Rex.
Claire.
Stay back. We don't know if it's safe.
A bit ridiculous, man. It's Claire. She's come back.
But from where?
Good question.
Claire, can you hear me?
She's out cold, Rex. We'd better get her back to the house. She'll catch her death out here.
Is it just me, or has anyone noticed something a little bit odd about our prodigal daughter here?
What do you mean, Paul?
Well, she disappeared in 1984, yeah? 20 years ago.
That's right.
And she was just a kid back then?
Oh, of course she was.
Then how come she doesn't look a day over 17 now? She hasn't aged a bit.
Sure, lovely. Oh, darling, what came over me?
You did seem to get a little wrapped up in your tail.
Gracious, they spilt me tea. Oh, you must think I'm an awfully silly old woman.
No, of course I don't.
Never had a turn like that before. What were we talking about again?
Are you sure you're all right now?
Oh, don't fuss, of course I am. It'll take more than a little turn to scare old Maggie, you know. Ask anyone, I'm as tough as old boots. What the hell was that?
Look. Oh, my God.
Blood! There's blood everywhere!
Careful, Paul. You don't want to drop her.
I'm trying the best I can, but she's not exactly helping.
Phil! Don't let him take me!
Yeah, we can take her upstairs and pop her in bed. She obviously needs to rest.
I don't understand it. She seemed okay when she... Well, when she appeared out of thin air.
We've no idea what she's been through, Paul. Remember the girl in your vision? The one you said was burning?
Vision? What are you talking about?
What, do you mean it might have been Claire?
You're not Claire's family at all, are you?
Not exactly, mate, no.
Well, who the devil are you?
Now isn't the time to explain, Rex, but we will, I promise. In the meantime, we should get Claire to bed. Which way is it?
This way. Follow me. Not now, Scardy. I'll feed you in a minute.
What the hell is it?
Must be a bird. Poor thing. Flew straight into the window.
Oh, horrible. Cats everywhere. Oh, I think I'd better sit down.
Here.
Thank you, love. Oh, what a night. In all my years, I've never seen that happen.
Have you got someone who can clean the window for you in the morning?
Yes, I suppose. I could ask Dan. See if he can. I can't do it, you see. It'll turn my stomach, it will. I can't do it.
Of course you can't. Ask your friend. I'm sure he'll help you. Can I get you something?
No, it'll be all right. It was just an accident, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
You know what my old mother would have said? It's an omen. I can hear her now. She'd be pointing her finger at me and saying that it was an harbinger of doom. That something bad's about to happen.
Well, it's not, Maggie. Don't worry. Nothing awful's going to happen at all.
Oh, my God, another one. It's an omen. Oh, my God.
It's an omen!
So let me get this right. You're both some sort of psychic detectives, and that young girl, too?
Not exactly, but it's close enough.
Well, that's sort of rot. There's no such thing.
Yeah, and I bet half an hour ago you'd have said the same thing about dancing spooks and girls that reappear 20 years after they're supposed to be dead, but haven't aged one bit. Is that all impossible, too?
Well,
Paul, there's no need to...
Yes, there is, John, actually. I'm fed up with this. Everywhere we go, we meet the same narrow-minded idiots who refuse to believe what's sitting in front of their stupid noses.
Paul, that's enough.
No, he's right. It's just a lot to take in, that's all.
I understand. But the most important thing is that we're here to help Claire and to find out what happened to her.
Yes, you're right, of course.
So you'll trust us?
I haven't much choice, have I?
It's okay, Maggie. It's over.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Look, there are no more birds.
Why were they doing that?
I've never seen anything like it. It's almost like they were swearing.
Oh, look at the state of this place. They're everywhere.
You sit down. I'll get rid of them. Have you got a dustpan and brush?
What? Oh, yes, under the sink. Are you sure?
Yes. Trust me, I've seen a lot worse than a few mashed birds in my time. You sit there and try to relax.
You are kind, love. Go to heaven for sure.
Well, she certainly calmed down now.
Yes, she seems a lot happier.
But still out for the count.
I think she's just sleeping.
Any clues then, Columbo?
If I didn't know better, I'd say she was a normal, healthy 17-year-old sap.
Sap?
Girl. There's no physical damage that I can see. She's just exhausted.
I still think we should call a doctor in. Dr. Pegg is away at a conference, but he gave all contacts with the surgery at Radstock. I'm going to see if I can find the number.
Okay, then.
John, is that such a good idea, having a sap doctor poking around?
Well, it'll keep him busy for now, at least. Give him something to do.
I wonder where Ellie's got to.
You're sure you're going to be okay here?
Of course I am, love. Don't fuss. I'm going to be fine, I tell you. Just going to give Stan a call and he'll come round and fix that window.
Well, if you're certain.
I'm sure you've got better things to do than sit here fretting over a silly old woman you've only just met. Now, off you trot.
Okay. Take care.
What are you talking about, you silly old fruit? Of course you won't be okay. You've never been so scared in all your life. Oh, my giddy aunt. Stupid old woman. My nerves are shot. Hello? Oh, hello, Hilda. Yes, I'm fine. Just having a bit of a funny... What was that? You're breaking up, love.
Find anything out?
Not really. Lots of local mumbo-jumbo about people disappearing into the bowels of hell and then showing up years later.
Having not aged a day.
How did you know?
I think you'd better go upstairs.
Hello? Operator? Is there anyone there?
Can't get through.
No. This is some kind of interference. I can't really call it static. Very odd. Can't get through to anyone. Tried the doctor in the next village. No luck.
Don't like the sound of this.
I was going to try and call Colin.
Claire's father.
Let him know the news. But there's no point. Probably a good thing anyway. And what am I supposed to say?
About an hour ago, up in the woods, it was all very David Blaine.
She looks so contented.
She does now. A minute ago, she was like a bucking bronco.
Down, Scardy. Maggie, what are you doing out so late?
Is that true, then?
Is what true?
You were spotted, you know, by Bill Watkins.
The butcher?
Oh, yes, this is a small village, Mr. Weir. News travels fast.
News about what?
Don't play the innocent with me. You were seen carrying her back here with him there as well.
I think there's been some sort of mistake.
What's going on? Maggie, what are you doing here?
You're involved in it too. Well, that is a shame. I thought you were such a nice girl.
Maggie, what are you talking about?
Claire Jones. You were seen with Claire Jones. What have you done with her? Have you been hiding her all these years? I bet that Phil had something to do with it too. And to think you were supposed to be Colin Jones' best friend. It's disgusting, that body.
No, I'll tell you what's disgusting. Old spinsters whose lives are so empty that they have to stick their noses into every little thing that happens in the village.
Well, I never...
What you've never done, Miss Roach, is to think about anyone else's feelings. 20 years ago, you were like a vulture picking over the gossip when you should have been caring for the Joneses. But no, that wasn't fun enough for you. Well, I'm not going to allow you or any of the other ghouls in the village to play the same trick today. Good night.
You can't talk to me like that. Who do you think you are?
Someone who's very, very tired. Goodbye.
Claire? Are you awake? Can you hear me?
They're coming.
What was that? What are you trying to say?
They're coming for...
Who's coming? Claire?
They're here! Phil! They're here!
No. I've never been so insulted in all my days. Too high and mighty for his own good, that one. Just because he's got a few fancy letters after his name, he thinks he's better than the rest of us. Well, mark my words, Mr. Iron Mighty Weir, I'll get to the bottom of what you've been up to if it's the last thing I do.
Maggie.
What? Who's that? Who's there?
Maggie. Do you hear me? Maggie.
Look, whoever you are, this isn't funny.
Maggie. Can you run?
What do you think you're doing, eh? Sneaking up on an old woman, whoever you are. You could give someone an arse attack.
You'd better pray you can run.
That's it. I'm going to call the police.
For their comfort.
Please, leave me alone.
Coming to eat you alive. Claire? Can you hear me, Claire? Look, try to relax. It's just a bad dream, that's all.
To run.
Well, tell who to run?
The old woman.
Who?
The old woman who wants to know all. Tell her!
Okay, let's sit back, shall we? Come on, it's okay.
Tell her. Danger. Tell her.
Please, leave me alone.
Run, Maggie. Run.
No, please, no.
Run.
No!
What?
Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Have you been there all night?
Oh, well, John told me to watch over Claire.
How's she doing?
Sleeping like a baby now. She had a few nightmares, but she settled down around 2-ish. Been out for the count ever since.
She's certainly looking better. Which is more than can be said for you. Why don't you jaunt back to the lab? Get yourself washed up and a change of clothes. You deserve a break.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Well, if you don't mind watching over...
Paul, Eleanor, meet me in the woods, up near where we were last night.
What's wrong, John?
I'm on my way down with Rex. It seems that some ramblers found a body this morning. An old woman.
An old woman? Claire was raving about an old woman in the middle of the night.
We're on our way, John.
Ellie, when they said an old woman, you don't suppose they meant...
Maggie. Oh, no. No.
I can't believe it. She was a noisy old busybody, that's for sure, but she didn't deserve this.
I'm sorry, Max.
I just don't understand what's happening in this village. First Claire, and now this? What's going on?
I'm not sure, but I promise we'll find out.
John,
was it Maggie?
Yes, I'm afraid it was.
Oh, no.
What happened?
The police say she must have tripped and fallen down this bank.
She cracked her head open on the rocks. They believe she wouldn't have felt anything.
Oh, if only we hadn't sent her off last night. This wouldn't have happened.
We don't know that.
John's right. This is just a terrible accident. Well, if you excuse me for a minute, I just want to have a word with Sergeant Taylor. Be back in a tick. Come on, Scardy.
That poor woman...
Don't go blaming yourself for this, Eleanor.
No, I know. I guess I'm just a little unsettled.
How's Claire?
She was sleeping like a baby when we left.
Oh, well, we better not leave her alone for long in case she wakes up. Eleanor, the coast looks pretty clear. Jaunt back to the house to make sure she's okay.
Will do, John.
And check in with Tim. See if he knows anything about those warlock rings you mentioned.
Do you really think this was an accident?
Well, it looks like it.
Perhaps we should have a better look round now it's light.
Yes, good idea. I'm not happy that so many strange things have happened since
Claire came back.
She's still away with the fairies. Probably for the best. Could do with 40 winks myself. Oh, well. No rest for the wicked. Tim?
It's good to hear from you, Eleanor.
You too, Tim. Things are getting a little too weird around here for my liking.
Phil, my dear boy, how are you?
I've been better, Mr. Weir. So is it true?
Is what true, Phil?
Don't mess me around. You know what I mean.
Well, there's no need to be rude.
I think there's every reason. You're not my teacher anymore.
I know, but...
No, but is it true?
Perhaps you should tell him, Rex.
Who the hell are you?
Just a friend. You must be...
Sorry, I should introduce you. This is Phil Jarrett.
Claire's boyfriend? What's it to you, eh? You the police or something?
No, Phil, this is John and Paul. They're... Well, they're trying to help. You see...
Claire's come back.
Yes, Phil, Claire has come back. I think we should talk, but this isn't the place.
Perhaps we should go back to the house.
Good idea. Phil, are you going to come with us?
You try and stop me.
Paul, I'd like you to take another look at that ring.
The ring?
It was dark last night. There might be something there we've missed. Have a scout around. Keep an eye out for anything odd.
Warlocks, or fairy rings, have long been part of English folklore. Step into the ring while the little people are dancing and you'll be transported to their world.
Be that Never Never Land or Hades.
Exactly. According to legend, the travellers only believe they've been in the presence of the pixies or goblins for a few minutes.
But when they return to our world, they realise that they've been away for years.
Or even decades.
Just like Claire Jones.
So it would appear. They haven't aged a day since they disappeared.
It beats moisturising cream, I guess. Have there been any reports of actual, well, I don't know what to call them, abductions, I suppose, like Claire?
The last recorded event was reported by a Reverend Simon Wright on 18th of April, 1814.
And where was this Reverend Wright?
At that date, the Reverend was the vicar of the parish of Water Oakley.
Please, Phil, do try to calm down.
How can I, Mr. Weir? I haven't seen Claire in 20 years. No one has. And my life has been a bloody misery ever since they took her.
They? Who do you mean, Phil?
I don't mean anything. I'm just a little confused. None of that was real. It's just a fantasy.
What was just a fantasy?
Oh, my head. Should have taken something before it came out. Why can't I shake this? Perhaps I'm getting old. I'll be staying in and reading computer manuals with John next. What's that?
If you go down to the woods today...
Who's there?
You're sure of a big surprise.
Have there been any scientific research carried out on the rings?
I did find some references to a similar phenomena in South Africa. In Namibia, to be precise.
You mean disappearances?
No. The physical phenomena of the rings... Barren circles found in an area of lush vegetation. There are three main theories that the rings are caused by termites, radioactive soil, or toxic milk bush plant, known as Euphorbia demarana. Unfortunately for us, all three explanations have been debunked over the last few years.
So a big fat nil point for the research and bookworm division, then? Oh well, I guess I better get back to the others. Thanks anyway, Tim.
Look, I'm getting fed up with this, okay? I'm not in the mood for games, you know. Look, for heaven's sake, this is ridiculous.
If you go down to the woods today, you'd better go in disguise.
Look, whoever you are, I don't think you know who you're dealing with here. It's no good hiding, I can see you. Hey, come back here.
I was in a real mess, see? I imagined all kinds of things. That Claire had been taken by angels. Stupid, isn't it? The doctor said it was the stress.
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
Oh, no, Eleanor. This is Phil. He's Claire's boyfriend.
I am better now, Mr. Weir. I am. Dr. Tovey says so. He says there's been a marked improvement.
Of course there has been, Phil.
It was seeing things, see? I know that there were no angels.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
But I got better. I would never hurt her, never. Trouble was, when I gets back here, no one wants to know me. Even though there's no proof, and I keeps telling them that I didn't hurt her. They don't believe me.
That's not exactly true, is it, Phil? Some people did believe in you. I did. And then there's Mr. Barlow up at the big house. He gave Phil a gardening job. Keeps him busy.
Keeps me out of the way more, like.
Phil, I didn't mean that.
Don't care anyway. Don't care about anything anymore. There's no need to pity me, mind. I'm happier on my own.
Now, where the hell are you?
Look up.
I told you, I'm not playing anymore.
Look down.
Oh, what? Oh, God, the ring. How did it end up back here?
Join us, Paul. Join the dark.
What are you talking about? Oh, no.
What's wrong with him?
I've no idea. He's not been like this since...
I'm going to check on her.
I'm coming with you.
No, Phil. Let John go on his own. It may not be safe.
I've had enough of this. I'm going with you alone.
The devil, Case.
But no one was near it.
What's going on, John?
I'm not sure. We better see.
John, there's something in here with us.
I know. Focus on it, Eleanor.
But China! Oh, God!
Focus.
Something's coming.
I can't!
Something's there.
Everyone get down, now!
Something evil.
Claire!
She's awake!
Claire, is that you?
Of course it is.
You haven't changed. Where have you been?
Oh, Phil, my darling. I've been to hell.
Phil, get down.
I'm back again.
I can't break through them.
You can't escape the dark.
That's what you think, buddy. Obviously, you've never tried to trap a tomorrow person before. Catch you later. Oh, what's going on?
Can't escape.
Oh, it's no good. Can't get away.
It's lovely down here.
Shut up! Just shut up, will you?
Better to stay home.
Can anybody hear me? Ellie, are you there? John?
No escape at all!
Anymore, Toto.
Toto? Who is Toto?
Not you again.
Is Toto your friend? Your invisible friend? Do you talk to him? Does he play with you?
I'd hope you disappeared. Thought it was too good to be true.
Have you left Toto behind? Will he miss you? Will he weep for you? Can we drink his tears?
Oh, right, that is it. I'm getting out of here.
He thinks he can escape. It thinks it can break out of the cell like we can break its bones. It is a stupid toy.
Hey, hang on. Who are you calling a toy? And where am I? Look, why have you brought me here?
Does it meet your approval? Do you like what we've done with the place?
Well, it's hardly Llewellyn Bowen, is it?
We want you to like it. You need to like it. Fleshy one.
Oh, yeah? And why's that?
Why? Because this is your new home, worm. For all eternity.
poltergeist seems to have stopped its tantrum.
For now.
Claire, I can't believe it. Look at you.
What do you mean, look at me? When did you get so old? You've got grey hair. Oh, my God. What's happened to you?
Claire, it's been 20 years.
20 years? Don't be soft. I only saw you a few hours ago. Remember? We were up at Coleswood. Must admit, it's all a bit fuzzy after that. Don't know what we were drinking, but it sounds like you had more than me if you think it's been 20 years.
It has been 20 years, Claire.
Who the hell are... Uncle Rex? Is that you?
Hello, my dear. It's good to see you. I don't pretend to understand any of this, but it's good to see you.
But you look really old, too. What's happened? Phil, I don't like this. What's going on?
You said something about going to hell and back.
Did I? When?
Just then, babe. When you came downstairs.
When everything was going crazy.
What did you mean?
I don't know! I don't know!
So, are you chicken then? Afraid to show yourselves?
Should we be afraid of someone like you?
I don't think you realise what powers you're playing with. I'm not just some slip of a girl you can kidnap and then spew back up when you feel like it.
Really? Then tell us, what are you? You're all ears.
I am a tomorrow person. You won't find it so easy to trap us. We're made of quite strong stuff, you know.
Did you hear? He told us what he's made of. Shall we look for ourselves? Shall we see what it's really made of?
You can try if you want to.
Tell us, little tomorrow person. What do you look like turned inside out?
What?
Have you ever plucked out your intestine and given it a squeeze? Have you ever wondered what it's like to taste your kidneys? Would you like to try?
Oh, you're sick, whoever you are!
Could we have a taste, or would you like to dine alone?
Gotta get out of this place.
It won't play. Why won't you play, worm? Can I lick your brain? Let us. It'll be fun.
There has to be a way of getting out of here. These walls don't look up to much. Ugh, they look like corned beef. Yes! It is like meat. Oh, it's rank smelling meat, I grant you, but soft all the same. I should be able to... channel out!
Look! It's breaking through! It's in for a surprise. Will it be scared?
Oh, there's some sort of cavity. If I can just pull... Oh! No! Oh, that's horrible!
Look what it has found.
Rex, pull yourself together. People are relying on you here. Just relax. Make the tea and everything will be okay. A few days and everything will be back.
Rex.
What are you?
Please, Rex. There is no reason to be afraid.
How did you get in here?
I'm not going to hurt you. I have a message.
No! No! Get out of my way! Leave me alone!
Wait.
No!
Oh, Rex! What's the matter?
Did you see it? Did you?
See what?
The angel.
Angel?
In the kitchen. Standing right there. Right there, I tell you.
Rex, please, you've got to calm down. Try to
scream. No, no, I've got to get out of here.
That's not a good idea.
Got to get out.
Please, kill me. You must kill me.
Look, hang on, mate. I'll get you out of this.
Oh, God, that's horrible. These pipes from the wall, they're buried in your skin. I can't budge them.
You're wasting your time, tomorrow person.
I can't get them out. They're welded into you.
Of course they are. They are part of him, and he is part of us, as you will be.
Don't bet on it.
It still has spirit. The fire is strong, and the supping shall be sweet when the time comes. And the time is almost upon us. Don't want to.
Oh, no wonder you've been hiding. I would if I had a mug like that.
Such bravado. If I could see through your flesh and see your innards squirming with fear, I would be trembling myself. Would you like me to show you your stomach?
It is quite fascinating.
No, I'd rather you didn't, thanks. I'm actually quite attached to it.
As he is the Halkalan, as you will be my fleshy little friend.
The Halkalan? What the hell is that?
The hell? The hell? Yes, it knows it before it hears the answer. The Halkalan are all around you, behind you, above you, beneath you, before you.
You? You're the Halkalan?
I am the procurer, the bringer of the feast, the provider of nourishment for her.
Her? Who are you talking about?
For our beloved mother, the matriarch. She who gives birth and absorbs us in death.
Right, now we're getting somewhere. And where is this matriarch?
It doesn't understand. Even now, you are inside her. We all are.
You look so old, so tired.
I've given up hope. Thought I'd never see you again.
You need to be young again.
What?
I can take you somewhere, Phil.
Phil? Claire, what are you talking about?
I can take you somewhere where you can be safe. Where they can make you young again.
What do you mean, babe?
Claire, are you talking about where you've been? Who are they?
This does not concern you, tomorrow person.
How do you know what I am, Claire? Who told you?
Ignore him, Phil. He isn't even human.
Isn't he? What are you talking about?
Do you trust me?
Well,
do you?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
Then come with me and I'll take you to a place where we can be together for all time.
Phil, no. Don't go with her. I don't think that's Claire.
I've told you, worm. This has nothing to do with you.
Whoever you are,
Be gone!
What did you do to him?
He's nothing. Come on. Let's go and meet my friends.
The time for talking is over. The time for feeding is about to begin.
Oh, popping down to the co-op, are you? Can you get me some milk? I'm right out.
You are the milk. You shall join the others in feeding the matriarch so that she may spawn. We shall conquer all until every being knows our name and trembles before our gaze.
No! Stop it! No!
Going, Claire. You still haven't told me.
Back to where all of this started, Phil. Back to the ring. What's wrong?
I can't go back there. Not there. I hate the place.
Phil, it's okay. I'm with you now.
Yeah. Don't be afraid, Phil.
We're not going to harm you.
We want to help you.
Oh, my God. What are they?
Don't be scared, Phil. These are my friends.
There's no need to.
Fear. We
won't harm you. We
only want to
help you. We must learn to
trust us.
What have they done to you? What have you become?
They have made me whole. They have made me one.
No. John was right. You're not clear. I'm going to get help.
You can't leave. You must never leave me. Not again.
Sorry, Claire. I've got
to... No. You will be whole. You will be one.
Oh. He will be ours.
He will provide sustenance.
No, not yet. Rex, wait!
Got to keep going. Got to move.
Where are you going?
I need to get away now. Yes, that's what I need to do. Hey, what's that?
What's what? There's nothing there, Rex.
Do you think I don't know what I'm seeing? They're everywhere.
Who are...
Them. They're watching us. Let me go, please. Let me go!
Rex!
Phil, are you hurt?
Here, let me help you.
No. Leave me. I'm okay.
No, you're not. You're bleeding. Let me see. Oh, that's a nasty gash. I need to get that looked at.
I'll be fine. But I have to go now. It's nearly time, see?
Time for what?
Time to join the dance.
No, Phil. You...
Show me a way. Show me the way to the...
Phil, no.
It's no good.
John. Oh, thank heavens. I thought I'd lost you.
I've got to stop. Catch my breath. Got to get away.
Why do you run, Rex?
Oh, no. not again.
This way, Rex. Walk with me.
John, look.
What?
There are dozens of them. The entire village.
They look like they're in some kind of trance.
That's not all. Look.
Come, my friends. Hear my voice. Come with us and be safe.
Come with us and join the dance.
Where are they? Rex said he saw an angel.
They don't look much like angels to me.
Whatever they are, the entire village seems under their control.
Where are they taking them?
Warlock's ring?
Oh, no.
What is it?
There in the crowd.
Where?
It's Rex.
And Phil.
Join us. Join us and be whole. Join us and be one.
Yes, I was right.
Is she in charge of those demon things?
I doubt it. I suspect she's just another pawn in the...
John, what is it?
What? Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's Paul. Listen. Paul? I can hear you. Concentrate. You're breaking through the barriers.
Oh, well, it's about time. I've been trying for ages. Where have you been?
Sorry, we've been a little busy here. Eleanor, see if you can boost the link.
Paul? Are you okay?
If you ignore the fact that I'm encased in a wall that looks like a plate of faggots and tripe, then yes, I'm fine and dandy.
Where are you?
Let's just say I'm not in the neighbourhood. But I tell you who is. Claire.
What? But she's...
Well, there's a group of uglies who call themselves the Halcalans. Claire is connected to the second in command, a slime ball by the name of the Procurer. He's waiting for a harvest of some sort.
That must be the villagers.
Well, all I know is they bleed the energy off the people they capture and use it to feed their mother, whose sole purpose in life seems to be binging and reproducing.
I've got an idea. I'm guessing these Halcalans are telepathic. And that means that Claire is too. If we could break through the barrier of her possession...
We would have an agent on the inside.
Exactly.
Well, it's worth a shot.
Come, join the dance. Join the dance.
Join the dance. Join the dance.
Are you ready, Paul?
Yeah, let's do it.
Claire, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Claire, you must listen to us. It's important.
She's right, Claire. You don't want to do this.
What is this? Are these your friends, Worm? Claire is gone. There is only the Halcalan now.
I don't believe that. You can hear us, can't you, Claire?
Try to listen.
Please, before it's too late, Claire.
You're wasting your time.
Come, my siblings. Begin the dance. The dance has begun. All must join. It's not working, John.
Keep concentrating. The portal to their universe is almost open.
The dance has begun. All must join.
Oh, sounds like someone's getting hungry. Claire, you must listen to us.
Listen to us.
Listen to us.
The dance has begun.
Who are you?
Claire? Is that you?
Yes. I can hardly hear you.
Claire, you must listen to me. It's very important.
I'm so tired. Been here so long.
Do you realize what you're about to do, Claire?
Lead others to the dance. Lead them to be whole. To be...
Think about it, Claire. Are you whole?
She is whole. She is one with the Halcalan.
I am one.
And does that make you happy? Do you want to do this to other people?
Being one hurts.
Exactly. And this is what you want other people to feel?
Claire, if you do this, you will be hurting Phil. Phil?
And your Uncle Rex. He's in the harvest, too.
Uncle Rex will always come to me. Seems such a long time ago now.
Do you want to hurt him like this, Claire?
Rejoin the dance. Rejoin the dance.
Don't want to hurt anyone.
Then end this, Claire. You have the power.
I can't.
You can, Claire. We can end it together.
Never. The dance will continue. The harvest will come.
John, look.
The portal is opening.
With Claire in the middle. Paul. Paul, can you hear me?
Paul? It's too late, Eleanor. We've lost the link.
We were so close. That's it, my friends. Join the... Join the... What's happening? Join the... No! This isn't right! This isn't the way! All of you, turn back! You won't be safe
life here. Wake up! Wake up! He did it! Paul did it!
What the hell? What the hell am I doing here?
What's my God, Phil? Step out of it, man.
Where am I? Claire! Mr. Weir, look! It's Claire! She's gone.
Turn back! Run for your lives! The dance must end now. It will end now.
No! This is impossible! The dance must not end!
That's it, Claire. Collapse the bridge between worlds. Save everyone.
Idiot worm! If she does that, you'll be trapped here.
But everyone else will be safe, so it's worth it.
Are you sure?
Yes. Just get it over and done with.
No!
What are you doing? Get out of there.
Goodness sake, don't go in there yourself.
But she's dying.
I think she died a long time ago.
Oh, Claire! Don't do it! Claire!
The dance is over! John? John?
It's finished.
No! It can't be! What about... Paul!
What?
Look! In the middle of the ring, it's...
Paul!
Who's the worm now, eh? Oh.
Here you are, my boy. Freshly brewed.
Oh, thanks, Rex.
So, she freed you from your bonds?
Yeah, right at the last minute as she collapsed the link between the two worlds. Claire used the last of her power to get me home. The last thing I saw of the Procurer was it being buried under a mound of its own mother's guts.
Ugh, it sounds horrible.
Oh, you should see it in the flesh.
I'd rather not.
Hopefully, you'll never have to.
I still can't quite remember what happened out there, you know. It's all a bit blurry. Something about a jig, if I recall correctly. And something's wrong with Skardi. He's been in the kennel all night, won't come out.
There's probably some residual psychic energy in the atmosphere. I expect a lot of the animals in the area will remain spooked for quite some time.
And the villagers?
Most of them can't remember a thing. Some, like Rex here, recall slightly more, but not a lot.
And Phil?
I'm afraid Phil may never recover.
The way he was staring into space. Just like when we found him all those years ago.
He's had to cope with losing the love of his life all over again.
That's not right.
What isn't, Rex?
There's sugar in the tea. Must be losing my one remaining marble. Just go and get some. Is everyone else okay? Good. Be back in a sec.
He'll be okay. His mind's just filling in any troublesome gaps with triviality.
John, the link between the Halkalan and us is permanently broken, isn't it?
I hope so, Paul. I wouldn't like to think that Claire's sacrifice was in vain.
Now, sugar, sugar, sugar. Where are you? There we are. That's better. Why am I so tired? Need a good night's rest, that's for sure. Better get Skardi's tea ready, even if he doesn't want it.
Forget the animal.
What?
It doesn't need you.
No, I suppose it doesn't.
Come back to us, Rex. Start the dance once more. Start the dance.
Coming soon from Big Finish.
Gundar. We have been away.
This is the place?
This is the place.
Looks just like all the others.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
It's not a question of like or dislike, but it does all seem rather mundane.
Steel, it knows we're coming.